Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin. May I please have your zip code so I can locate the account?
44483.
Thank you. You said that was 44483?
Yes.
Thank you. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Renee McCammon.
Thank you. And that'll be one moment as I do see if I can locate that. And so that I can see if I have located the correct account, could you verify the shipping address for me, please?
317 Raymond Avenue, Northwest, Warren, Ohio, 44483.
Thank you. And how may I assist you?
Well, I did not realize that this was going to take $69 out of my account. It didn't say it was going to or anything. When I signed up with this, I was under the understanding that it was only going to take $2 out of my account for a blender. And here it took $59 out of my... I want it canceled.
Well, I do apologize for any misunderstanding. It would have stated in the terms and conditions that by doing the contest, you would be signing up for the Meal Plan Bites Hub. And the meal plan does help to reduce to boost your energy, cut sugar and carb cravings. And I am showing that I can bring the monthly rate down to $20 a month.
No, I just please cancel it altogether. If it means losing out on the blender, then that's what it... Because it said I won the blender, and I'm assuming it only put me in a drawing for the blender. Is that correct?
So, yes, it would have informed you that it is a contest for the prize, and that...
No, it said I even shot... I shot picture where it said I won the blender, and then at the end it said I've seen where it said that I was in the drawing for the blender. No, just cancel it because that was misrepresentation.
I can definitely get the account canceled for you to prevent all future charges. And I do have a cancellation number available whenever you are ready.
Give me a minute, please. I got here's a pencil. Now I got to find a piece of paper. Okay.
Yes, that is C as in Charlie, 92053419.
Okay, and could I please have the money put back in my checking account?
Well, I do apologize. However, that is a valid charge since you do have to agree to those terms and conditions when going through with that transaction. However, I am showing that what I can do as a courtesy is I can issue a 75% refund.
No. I don't have that much in my account. I only had $2 in my account.
If you will give me just a moment, I can check with my supervisor, see if there may be anything they may be able to do, as that is a valid charge since you do have to agree to those terms and conditions.
You misrepresented. You said I won the prize. Then at the end, I didn't even see anything about this, whatever it is you're saying that I signed up for. Then you said that I was put in a drawing at the end. It was misrepresentation.
I do completely understand how you feel. However, it would not be misrepresentative if this was informed to you in the terms and conditions. The terms and conditions are listed in three different places. However, if you don't mind giving me just one moment to check with my supervisor and see if there's anything they may be able to do, it would be just a moment.
Yes, ma'am.
And I do want to thank you for your patience. I have spoken with my supervisor, and they did inform me that what they would be able to do is authorize me to issue a $55 refund, as there is a $5 non-refundable setup fee.
Oh, that is wrong. I don't have that in that account. I had $2.33. That's all I had. I don't have any money.
Yes, I do completely understand, and I really am sorry. However, that is a valid charge.
Are you really? Are you really? You work for a company that misrepresents the prize. They say you win the prize, so you continue with the thing, and then you're told at the end that it is, you don't win it, that you are in the drawing for it. How would you feel? I plan on getting hold of the Better Business Bureau, the Attorney General, and I plan on bashing this company and telling everybody I know. And
yes,
I will go on there and tell them, do not sign up for this on where it says about the part where your people are saying the positive. It's not a positive. They didn't win nothing. That's all a farce.
Do completely understand how you feel. However, all of this would have been explained to you in the terms and conditions.
No, it is not.
If you will give me a moment, I can definitely check my supervisor, see if there's anything else they may be able to possibly do. It will just take me one moment. And I do want to thank you for your patience. My supervisor has informed me as a one-time courtesy, they would authorize me to issue a full refund, and you would see that back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Thank you very much. Do I have the same confirmation number?
Yes, it would be the same confirmation number.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Was there anything else I could assist you with today?
No, have a blessed day.
I do want to thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you do have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.